8 months is a long time to be engaged, Major Houlihan.
Pick up to that, Chief.
It's hardly your affair, Major Burns.
An affair is an affair is an affair.
Who wrote that, Hawk?
Gertrude Stein to Alice B. Toklas on a piece of brown paper bag.
I understand they were very close.
Oh, yes. They wrote together, traveled together, and gave each other German haircuts. That's two pieces of shrapnel.
Personally, I think your Colonel Penobscot's full of banana oil.
Not intending to pry, Major, but has your wedding date been set?
Not yet, Father.
No ring, no wedding date. You know, I think it's, thanks for the buggy ride.
Burns, why don't you get off Major Houlihan's back?
More sponges.
I'm sure Major Houlihan's colonel is sincere.
Oh, for God's sake.
Well, that's what I had in mind.
Frank, do I hear a little wave of jealousy drifting through O.R.?
Jealous? How could I be jealous? I'm a married man.
Ha!
I heard that. Ha!
Will someone please change the subject?
Why, did it wet itself?
I read that a Japanese businessman, while playing golf in a rainstorm, was struck by lightning in his zipper.
Shocking.
Medically speaking, he had his zip zapped.
Was he all right?
Oh, he's fine. Ever since his accident, he's been crazy about stormy weather. Don't know why
there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather.
I think we're getting them. All right, Colonel Penobscot? Yes, sir, it's Major Houlihan calling. You're right. You got it.
Donald?
Right, why don't you sit
down? No, I'm fine. I just wanted to talk to you, darling.
Yeah, but...
I know I could have written. Oh, it's so good to hear your voice.
Well, did you get Mr. Hotsy-Kotsy on the
this
phone?
This is personal. Please leave.
I happen to be here on business. Corporal, have you got those papers I asked for?
Papers, sir?
I'll find them myself.
Donald, my monthly report.
Donald, I've been talking to a friend. And this friend suggests, and I agree...
It's time to get a few things straightened out.
...that it's time to get a few things straightened out.
It's time to set the date.
It's time to set the date. I realize that you're busy, dear.
Sure he's busy. Fraternizing with bathhouse bimbos.
What's a bathhouse bimbo?
Start not listening for a change. Do you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I mean, no, sir.
Shut up.
Who is the friend? No, I don't mind telling you that.
No names.
Major Frank Burns. That's right. Yes, that's Frank Burns.
Miss Scorchy, sir, could you just...
You will? Oh, Donald, that's wonderful. I can hardly wait to see you. Bye-bye. Frank, you did it.
Did what?
You've done it.
You're just...
So what?
He's coming here. He wants to talk to you.
What do you mean?
He's coming here. He's on his way. Donald.
Here?
Yes.
Penobscot's coming here?
Yes.
To mash?
Yes, he said he wants to straighten things out once and for all.
He's up front.
Sir, can I have 2 weeks furlough?
No.
Oh, golly.
Clear your hats off. Remember, you're always hogging the ball.
That's no way to talk to a lady. Did you have it, guys? In Toledo, you pass the ball to somebody, they sell it.
Let go, you thump.
Oh, sorry, Father.
You followed him, Colonel.
Radar, you want to reorganize the entire filing system?
Jump off!
Is it unusual for the rep to change his call?
Not if he's a corporal.
Colonel, I believe you're standing on my foot.
It's only a friendly game, Father.
Get in, BJ! Oh. Come here! No! Ah! No!
There he is!
Colonel!
Come here, Colonel!
Get in! Over here, Father! Oh, get in, BJ! Over here! Over here! I'm on your side, Colonel.
Hey,
I got it.
Colonel
Potter? Yeah, what?
Lieutenant Colonel Penobscot, sir.
Ah. Sherman Potter, how do you do?
A pleasure, sir.
Captain Honeycutt?
Hi.
Captain Pierce?
Hello, how are you?
Lieutenant Peters?
Lieutenant.
Father Mulcahy?
Father.
Corporal Klinger? Okay. Corporal O'Reilly?
Lieutenant Colonel?
Now, there's your regulation hug.
Wow, they must really like each other.
And how come they closed their eyes?
Would you excuse us, Colonel, sir?
Of course.
Gee, I'm so embarrassed I threw him the ball.
It was very sportsmanlike.
Why don't we take a walk?
Not being one to gossip, but they seem like a nice-looking couple.
Strapping young man. Academy, you know.
West Point or Arthur Murray?
He wasn't going to play ball anymore. I was getting hot.
Klinger, there's too much human drama unfolding.
She's wondering what they're saying to each other.
She's saying, Donald, darling, I'm not getting any younger, you know. And he's saying, Margaret, darling, I couldn't love you more. But I promised myself not to marry until I made Brigadier General.
Let's not rush into this thing like a couple of crazy army kids.
Oh, Donald, darling, I don't care what your rank is, as long as it's Lieutenant Colonel or better.
Kiss me, you fool.
Amazing. How'd you know that?
She was puckering.
All right, knock off the eavesdropping. Let's go over to the mess tent for a cup of joe.
Come on, Radar, you'll only irritate your glands.
Ah, here they are, a handsome couple. Klinger, why don't you get the Major and the Colonel some coffee?
I'd be proud to.
Oh, no thanks, not now, Klinger. Lieutenant Colonel Penobscot has a little bomb to drop on all of you.
How poetic.
I haven't been bombed in a week.
I don't know how to say this, but Major Houlihan and I would like to get married as soon as possible.
Ooh.
Why don't we toast the happy couple?
They're too big for our toaster.
We'd like to expedite our marriage because I'm due back in Tokyo in 48 hours.
Father Mulcahy.
Present.
Will you join us in wedlock?
Don't do it, Father. Three's a crowd.
I'd be honored to marry you.
I'm going to cry. I know I'm going to cry.
Steady, soldier.
Colonel, what's the procedure?
Radar?
There's nothing to it, sir. All you need is permission from your commanding officer and Form 1027A. Then you need your overseas nuptials in a combat zone, Form 1136. And then your embassy registration form, L1101, all typed up nice and neat in triplicate.
Don't forget the blood test.
And then I marry you.
Father, do you do Methodist?
Piece of cake.
All right, Klinger, we'll need a cake. Radar, warm up those forms.
Yes, sir. Phil, you're in charge of that.
My first command.
Morning, sir.
Morning.
Major Frank Burns?
Yes, sir. No, sir.
That's him. That's Frank Burns.
You're the man I want to see. Hold it. I want to talk to you.
Donald!
Father, do you do Presbyterian funerals?
I'm innocent! I never touched the girl! I'm a happily married man!
Hold still, Major.
I don't know what anyone's told you, but all we did was play chess, make chains out of rubber bands. And last Christmas, we made little pussycat cookies.
Major Burns!
Fatties!
I'm trying to tell you how grateful I am to you.
What?
It's your fault I'm here. You inspired Margaret into insisting we get married. I'm indebted, and I'd like you to be our best man.
Radar?
Yes, sir.
What's the latest poop on the wedding?
Captain Pearson and Honeycutt want to give Colonel Penobscot a smoker.
Good, good. Did you tell him no horsing around and Class A uniforms at the wedding?
Yes, sir. Captain Pearson says he's going to be on his best behavior, but he won't wear pants.
You tell him no pants, no champagne. You got to know how to handle these guys. What else?
Cook baked a cake, chocolate frosting.
Mmm. Has anybody licked it? Oh, go on.
All the nurses want to give Major Houlihan a shower.
Probably want it real clean for the wedding. Just a joke.
I know.
Is this your first marriage ceremony, Radar?
No, sir. It was at my Uncle Ernie's.
Fun?
Oh, yeah. They had potato salad and pecan pie, punch, turkey, jello, tongue sandwiches, and chopped liver.
Sounds wonderful.
I threw up all over the flower, girl.
That'll be all.
Yes, sir.
Just fruit juice and poison.
Oh, well, then it can't possibly hurt.
Right. Cheers. Cheers.
Oh! Too much fruit juice.
Oh,
how terrific. Who's this from?
That's from me. Hurry!
Back scratcher. The Colonel will love this. He's got a little itch right there. That's why when I'm not around, he won't need anybody else to scratch it. Thanks,
sorry, I'm late. I had to iron this dress.
This is for ladies only.
Just a little something for the bride-to-be.
Oh, Klinger, how sweet.
In the words of my people, may your life be an oasis surrounded by waving palms, warm breezes, and spit-free camels.
How touching.
Oh, gorgeous.
Oh. I always figured if I had a daughter, I'd want her to wear that gown. My Uncle Zach used it to get out of World War I.
Don't tear it.
Flying to
room.
To the room.
Here, here.
Gentlemen, gentlemen. May I say a word or two?
I would just like to express my gratitude to all of you for your camaraderie and generosity on this eve of my wedlock.
Or hemlock, as the case may be.
May your house be filled with children and your garage filled with camels.
Oh. Are you aware the one with the big nose is wearing earrings?
You shouldn't be looking around. You're getting married tomorrow.
Oh, you're right. I couldn't help notice.
He's a gypsy.
To Toledo, the stuffed grape leaf capital of the Midwest.
The Midwest.
Grape leaf.
May I have the attention of everyone present?
I recognize the drunk from Indiana.
More!
An oven, Scott. What makes you think you deserve such a fine, upstanding woman as Major Hula? Ham.
Bill Potter.
Radar.
Your permission to go out and get sick?
Granted. Give him a hand.
Mom, Scott, you haven't answered my question.
Burns, why don't you join Radar?
The Upchuck twins.
Sir, I'm speaking man to man, not officer to officer.
Well, then get on with it.
Well, what's so hot about you?
Well, in my class at the academy, I was 396th out of 227.
I told you he was no dummy.
At the point, water polo team, hammer throw, and Greco-Wrestle Romaning.
All at the same time?
You know, I used to play water polo, but my horse drowned.
Hey, you should have kept his head up!
Stop laughing without me!
Frank, why don't you shut up, fall down, and go to sleep?
Thank God someone cares.
Father?
Yeah, Paul.
You haven't had much to say this evening.
I'm afraid I'm unaccustomed to the jocularity of the stag smoker. I've been to one other. Very exciting. A nun jumped out of an angel food cake.
Well, he's at it. Give me a hand. Oh, I got one.
Up, thing out
here. Okay.
He waits on trial and all his medals.
The guest of honor is drunk. So am I. I'd say the party's over. Well, excuse me. Good night, fellas.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Radar, get up. You'll get dirt in your nose.
I know, but why are these tents doing in our yard, Uncle Ed?
I'm not your Uncle Ed.
Well,
good night.
Good night, Father.
Good night, Father. Go right home.
Jocularity.
I gotta go. I'm wearing a morning frock for the wedding. I better shave my back.
Yeah, for God's sake, shave your back.
What are we going to do with the bridegroom?
Let's put wheels on him and enter him in the soapbox derby.
No, that's too square. They like originality.
Oh, we'll fix Margaret.
What?
Let's slip him in bed with Nurse Carson.
No. Oh, wait, no, I got a better idea. Let's slip me in bed with Nurse Carson.
How'd Margaret take the good news?
Oh, she's handling it very well. She punched a hole in her tent.
I itch all over.
Gee, I'm glad I didn't break my leg while I was asleep. Tell him right after the ceremony.
You know, when the heat's on, you can be decent.
I know.
But rottenness is much more fun.
this is it.
Okay, I'll get her.
I hope I can get through this without crying my eyes out.
You got tissue in your purse?
Three hankies.
Radar?
What?
Music.
Oh.
So dignified.
That's because he's got a hangover that would kill his horse.
Thank you. Reader! Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to join this man and this woman in holy matrimony. My friends, I'd like to take this opportunity to say a few words on the meaning of marriage. It is called in the scripture holy bonds. But what kind of bonds are they that hold two people together on the journey through life?
Oh!
They are silken bonds, strong yet gentle. Unbreakable, yet yielding.
Oh, choppers! Incoming wounded! Incoming wounded! I'm sorry, God.
Step on it, Father.
Moving right along. If any man objects to this union, speak now or forever hold your peace.
Well, I've nothing to say.
Keep it moving, Father.
Do you, Margaret, take Donald to be your lawful wedded husband?
I do.
And do you, Donald, take Margaret to be your lawful wedded wife?
I do.
I now pronounce you husband and wife.
Colonel.
See you later, Donald.
One's in shock and he's hemorrhaging. A unit of whole blood. Stat. Come on, take him. Okay, it's his leg. Do a sterile press. Move it. Hurry. At his chest. He's in pain. MS, 1/4. He'll be next in the OR. Come on, move it. Move it. We've got more coming.
How many left?
Two more in pre-op. Fractured femur and the other has abdominal wounds.
Hell of a wedding for you, kid.
More whole blood?
Wow.
What do you got, BJ?
Belly full of shrapnel.
Me too. It's beanbag time. Ready to close. General closure for the peritoneum. Klinger!
Captain!
Get that fractured leg in here.
Give me a second. I'll bring the whole guy in.
How's your head?
Oh, it's okay, Father. I got a little trouble.
Colonel, I don't think this is a good idea.
Colonel, I insist. I want to see Margaret at work. And we'll bring us closer together.
But if you're not used to it, OR can be very frightening. I remember my first experience. I couldn't eat liver for a year.
Father, you're speaking to a combat veteran. I've seen it all. Oh. Hawk. Hawk, I can't get to it. Give me a hand.
Finish closing. Move. And the retractors.
Margaret, suction some of that blood out of there.
Clamp. Clamp.
Okay, cut that. There it is. Sponge. All right, Father. I've seen enough.
Let's go.
Bye. It's been nice.
Bless yourself. Oh, boy.
Thank you, Father.
Nice honeymoon, Colonel. I'm sure it'll be all you ever expected.
Thank you, Captain. Best of luck. Thank you,
sir. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's all right.
Well, do the best you can.
Thank you.
Enjoy your wedding, sir.
Major, the bouquet! Throw the bouquet!
Good luck, Major.
Thank you.
Have a good time.
Thank you.
Bye, Margaret.
Thanks.
You tell her. You mix the plaster.
Well, one of us ought to tell her it's a joke.
His leg is okay.
The cast is a fake.
What?
The cast. Ah! Take it off.
Taking off.
Oh, hi.
Bye-bye. Thanks for everything.
Doctor.
Sure, I'm glad we told her.
We'll have to wire her in Tokyo, all right?
You think she'll get the cast off all by herself?
Are you kidding? She'll rip it off with a bare hand.
Bye, Margaret.
Feel all right, Frank?
Oh, I feel great. You guys don't have to sit up with me like I'm a baby or something.
Well, you're entitled to a little sympathy under the circumstances. After all, you just lost a close friend.
Well, I don't feel badly. I'm really very happy for Margaret.
That's good, Frank. That's healthy.
Sure. I just wish you'd been a little more cautious. Now, I hate to see a girl, only been in the Army 18 years, rush off and marry the second real man she ever met.
What time is it in Tokyo now?
About 10 o'clock.
Oh, well. They probably finished dinner by now. Huh? Had a few drinks.
Stroll through the Japanese garden at the hotel. Those gardens are very romantic, you know.
Oh, yeah. They're probably wandering over toward the elevators now.
Where are you going, Frank?
I don't know. Just felt like grabbing a cold shower.
It's not a bad idea.